This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so DJ Khaled figured he might as well put his bodyguards to use because he didn't want to get his Jordans dirty, so he had them carry him.
Well, they got to earn their keep somehow, right? I don't think he's in much danger nowadays.
You imagine two big bodyguards struggling to carry DJ Khaled.
Another big dude himself.
Which is what happened.
Listen, when the Jordans are that expensive, I'd have somebody carry me too.
Yep. So DJ Khaled, I just had to tell you that story, was protecting his shoes. And there's not much more to it. It's just a funny story.
Did you see the bottom of those sneakers? They were impeccable.
Oh, is that what I was looking at?
Well, I don't know what you were looking for, but okay. As soon as I saw him getting carried, I was like, let me see how dirty them bottoms are, my boy. Clean.
If you had two bodyguards, would you have them carry you?
I'd have one carry me piggyback if I only had one. If my sneakers are that expensive and I got the money, yes, I'm getting carried.
That'd be amazing.
I am getting carried.
Hey, it's creative, and why not? I mean, it's just funny because he's a bigger dude, really. Yeah. That's the funniest part of it.
I know he ain't the first one to get carried to protect the sneaks any shoes.
When you have two bodyguards and two of them struggle to carry you, that's funny.
Bro, them bodyguards are like 6'4 a piece. 300 pounds in both of them.
I wonder how tall he is.
Yeah, Khaled can't be over like 5'11", 6 feet. He can't be that tall.
You never know on TV because everyone's smaller in person.
True.
So they look bigger on TV.
I don't know actually how tall he is, but he can't be that tall. His bodyguard's huge, though.
Huge. And still struggled.
Still struggling.
Yikes, awkward. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So it is officially Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
I had to think about what day it was because we'd had so many short weeks between January and President's Day. Mm-hmm. Now I don't even know what day it is anymore. It's a full week.
You good, though? It's the right day. I just checked.
And then tomorrow's the leap day.
Oh.
It's a leap year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The day that doesn't belong.
Still got to find out if my dad was born on a leap year.
I know. DZ said his dad's birthday is March 1st. So I was like, well, was there a leap year that year? Could he have been? Probably not.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd have to do the math, and I'm not good at math.
I know. And who wants to do that at 6 in the morning?
No. I'll just ask my dad.
Nobody. Hey, we've got pink tickets at 7:45.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got tickets to see Olivia Rodrigo starting at 7. And we have chances to win those at 7, 8, and 9.
Mm, man, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, and so it's not like you're going to be like, well, I'm not. Just pull us up on the Odyssey app.
Duh.
You have to get out of the car.
We got to keep reminding you that the Odyssey app is probably one of the best ways to listen and win.
It's so easy.
Come on.
It's so easy to go there and listen. Okay, so anyway, but what's going on with you, DZ?
Got some inconveniences in my
life. What happened?
Got some inconveniences that just don't know if it's going to throw my day off or not, but I could definitely see it being a day ruiner.
Do you have days where like one inconvenience turns into seven?
Yes.
You know, like you hit your hand on the door and then everything starts to go downhill from there?
Bruh, if I stub my toe at any point in time in the day, whether it be morning, noon, or night, the rest of my day is absolutely ruined.
Ah, yes.
The second my toe makes contact with any surface that it wasn't expecting, I turned into a baby and it's done.
My kid, Owen, hit his toe last night and he came downstairs screaming. And I go, what? What's the matter? And he goes, I hit my toe.
I stubbed my toe.
And it went on for like half an hour. And I was like, his whole night was ruined, just like yours.
No, it happens all too often. Man, another one, if you ever have a hangnail, bruh, for whatever reason,
hangnails ruin your day.
The second I notice it, I can't unnotice it and I keep messing with it, and then eventually it'll sliver off and it'll hurt even more. Day ruined. Hangnails, day ruined.
Really?
Oh,
you can't get past it?
Cannot.
You know what one of my minor inconveniences is that ruins my day? It's a little different, is when I'm driving somewhere and I hit red light at every stoplight and I go, that's it. Stays ruined.
I'm going
the
home.
The whole day's gonna suck.
I'm going home.
Everybody sucks. You all suck. The stoplights suck. I quit.
The road sucks. The trees suck.
I hate you all.
I hate it here.
Every single red light, man.
Day ruined.
Oh my gosh.
Guaranteed, bro.
All right. So what's one little inconvenience that'll ruin your day? That's what we're gonna ask the listeners today. Is it a hangnail like DZ?
Is it stubbing your toe?
Or is it hitting every red light all the way down Highway 100, which will make me psycho?
Dog, yeah. No, that's one I hadn't thought about. 100% accurate.
You know what? By the fourth red light, you're angry. You're like, I can't do this anymore.
By
I
the
can't
fourth, do this. You look for side streets. Like, can I take another way?
I'm so sick of slamming on my brakes.
The grid is bleeped.
the grid doesn't work. All right, 414-533-1037. We're talking about like the little minor inconveniences that ruin your day. Maybe it's a snowstorm after it was 70 degrees. I mean, maybe it was
the fact that you weren't expecting to have shorts on yesterday and a full winter coat today. Did that ruin your day?
Maybe it's because you went to bed sweating and you woke up freezing.
Facts, man.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next. Whoever texted this in, you're so on point. They said biting your tongue in cheek and it turns into a massive sore. That could ruin your whole day.
No, they're wrong.
No, that's the worst.
No, they're wrong.
Why?
It'll ruin your whole week. It might ruin your whole month.
It'll definitely ruin 3 days of the sore on your mouth.
Boy, and then the second you bite it again, you just... Why?
What a nightmare.
You just stop wanting to eat, bro.
We're talking about minor inconveniences that ruin your whole day. Jamie in Greenfield, you touched my soul when you said, if my usual parking spot at work isn't open, I know it's not mine, but it's mine. No, Jamie, I've worked in this building for 20 years.
The unofficial.
And DZ, I parked in that spot, and you know what I'm talking about.
I've seen you park there. I've seen you park there for 10.
When people park in that spot, I freak out.
Yeah.
And it really triggers me, and I don't know why. Like
I've experienced it firsthand.
You want to see Allie have an ego? Watch somebody park in my space.
That's my spot.
And I freak out. It's the one time I freak out.
I'm going to get you a nameplate for your spot, bro.
I'm convinced if I don't park in it, everything's ruined for the day. I swear to you.
It's routine. Is that what it is? Because it's part of the routine.
It messes up the whole day.
It messes it all up. I see it. I've seen it.
If I park in the wrong spot, it ruins the whole day. I'm just saying.
I got out the car the wrong way today. Day's over.
Sean is calling this morning in West Bend. Oh!
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy.
Hi, Sean. What's one minor inconvenience that'll ruin your whole day?
Not sure how minor it is, but so I'm in construction, and I got a framing hammer, and it's got a little waffling end on it to keep it from slipping off nails. So when you hit your thumb with that,
I knew what I was going. I was like, owie.
We didn't even get hurt, and we went out.
Did you shake your hand, too? Oh, my thumb.
Dang.
I got a Garmin watch that, like, tracks my heart rate and all that stuff, so I could watch it go from, like, 70 to 100.
Oh.
And then my watch would yell at me to...
sit down.
Stop being so stressed. I was like, let me hit you with this hammer and see if you tell me to stop being stressed.
The watch said, take a mindful minute. Sean said, mind this.
Oh, man. It's like one of those things you just curl up on the ground and...
fetal position. Oh, it's all fetal position when you hit your thumb.
Sean, you're funny, dude. Thank you for calling. You made us laugh right out of the gate this morning. That was good.
That's what I'm here for.
Appreciate you, brother. Have a great day.
Bye.
Yeah, you too.
He said, hit my thumb.
Do you want me to hit you with the hammer? He's talking to a watch, dude.
That man is good.
We're talking about minor inconveniences that ruin your day. Somebody texted in, does having to go to work count?
It might.
Yes, it does ruin your day.
Especially on Mondays.
Right?
Or Fridays, honestly.
Every day, let's be real. Sergio's in Milwaukee this morning. Sergio, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
One minor inconvenience that ruins your whole day. What is it?
Tell us.
Oh, talking about hangnails, I'd have to say I just got a hangnail last night.
Gross.
I know.
And it ruined your whole night?
I could not deal with it, and I just had to rip it out.
Okay, I can't, Sergio.
Stings. My thumb was hurting from hitting it with the hammer I didn't actually have. Now it hurts from the hangnail I currently don't got.
Making me hurt. Oh, my gosh.
He's right. It's so unbearable, man. So is it the hangnail for you? You got another
DZ
one.
DZ can go do hangnails together, man.
There's also another one, which is going to work.
Say less.
So get there, man. You're already running late, bro.
His day's already ruined because he's on his way to work.
On his way.
Sorry, Sergio. Have a great day,
though. We'll talk to you later, fam.
All right, you too, guys.
Bye. Peace. This is a good one that somebody texted in, and I have lived this. When I have an outfit planned in my head, and then I can't find the top or bottom in my closet, sends me into a spiral. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been there.
Yes. Yeah.
Wear those pants! Yes. Wear those pants!
I knew exactly what I wanted to wear yesterday and couldn't find it, and I got crazy.
It'll throw you off, because then you feel like now you got to replan, and then that means you a whole another hour behind now.
And I threw everything out of the laundry basket onto the bed. Now it's even more disorganized than it was before.
And somehow it was folded, and now it's not.
Ruins your whole day.
Done.
Let's go to Danny in Oak Creek this morning. Took her out. It was a Friday night. Danny, what's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have the grand slam of toe jam.
Oh. Oh, told you.
You better not gross me out with these hangnails. I'm going to hang up on all you dudes.
No. So the back of your door, when it's open, like where it hooks to the hinges,
yep.
I was walking fast into the bathroom one morning, and I caught my pinky toe, and I ripped the webbing.
Ow.
Oh. Stop.
I thought he was going to talk about like getting your jean loop cut and caught in the door handle or something. That's also bad.
Oh, but my God.
Okay, 10 times worse.
You know, you guys have traumatized me now. All three of you. I don't appreciate any of you guys. Enough.
Hold on.
Let me put a positive thing.
Positive spin.
Okay, please, God.
So I talked to DZ, this is a couple months ago, about stuff we talked off air, but you know, life throws all that stuff at you.
Yeah.
But you got to look at the glass half full. You got to look at the positive things and just wash away that junk.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to keep the positives.
That's 100%.
Then that won't ruin your day.
That's right.
Find a way to let it roll off you.
Got
to
keep going.
Look at Danny being all, he's like, you know what? Just because something bad happened, you got to turn that day around. It's never too late to turn that frown upside down, baby.
Absolutely.
As I used to say to my kids when they were in kindergarten, turn that frown upside down.
So corny.
It's never too late to start the day and make it a better day.
Yeah.
But it works. It does work.
Well, there is something to positive thinking, without a doubt. I mean, you can read self-help books, and it's like the key to positive thinking. Whoever texted in that the one thing that'll ruin their day, a minor inconvenience, is when one of us is off work for the day, DZ.
Aww, look at y'all gassing us
up. Who texted that in?
There you go.
Make sure you save that number. Danny, we appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. And his positive spin is right. We should, honestly.
Yeah.
It's all in your mind.
It's all a brain game, man, but sometimes the brain does not want a game, and your body just does what it wants.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it hurts.
It hurts
your feelings and your soul.
Sometimes
your pinky toes.
Kelly's in Milwaukee. We're going to her last but not least. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you? Happy hump day.
We're good. What's one minor inconvenience that'll ruin your whole day?
God, I'm getting ready for work, and I'm out the door, got the car heated, scraped off everything, and I can't find my cell phone.
No.
To retrack my steps throughout the whole house, in the basement, by the dryer, up in the bed, in
everywhere. Everywhere.
When you think you're ready to go and you can't find your phone, that's the worst. You know what? You're right.
Or you're already on the way to work and go, wait, where's my phone?
Where's my phone?
I've done that.
Exactly.
It's the worst.
I've done that plenty of times, too. Just rushing out, you know?
So, thinking
about today and thinking what you're going to do when you get to work.
Yep.
And about that cup of coffee at McDonald's. Yep. And then you're like, damn, I ain't got no phone.
How am I going to order on the app, bro? What's going on?
Seriously. Well said.
Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh, so today involves someone that has an issue with deliveries.
Yeah.
Oh, you had me at deliveries.
Delivery drama, let's call it.
Ooh, go on.
So Rachel hit us up.
Uh-huh.
And said, my neighbor is using my address. And it sounds goofy.
Why?
But I know there's somebody going, ooh, I already know where this is going. And you may or may not be right, but hear Rachel out. Says, hey, Allie and DZ. So I've lived at my new apartment for almost a year, and I've been dealing with my neighbor since I moved in, basically.
Mm-hmm.
A few months ago, I had an awkward interaction with one of them. Someone I hadn't met or seen approached me, and as we walked by, asked if I was the new tenant in apartment C, which I said I was. So I said yes. She was a very nice-seeming old lady, but the awkwardness came when she apologized if I've ever had anyone ring my doorbell instead of hers. I hadn't had it happen, so I just said no worries and moved on with my life.
Yeah.
The following week, got a food order delivered to my address, which I hadn't ordered, but it was in someone else's name. I declined it. An hour later, a new food order came.
No, okay.
Same thing, my address, but the name from before. I declined. Now fast forward to last Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on my day off of work. I got another food delivery guy ringing my door, waking me up and annoying me, to which I went down and declined again, reluctantly. I explained what was going on to the delivery guy, asked him to call whoever the food order was for, asked if I could come see who it was because it keeps happening to me. He said, sure, come with. So I did. To my surprise, it was a sweet looking old lady that had asked me where I lived.
Okay. So wait, go on. She accidentally, what's going on?
Said I talked to her right then and there, made it clear that she shouldn't continue to use my address. If it happens again, I might try to keep
the
food.
So she's knowingly using the address or accidentally?
She said sorry but seemed confused, and I'm not sure if she really understood or knows what she was doing. Oh. She doesn't seem like a danger, but there's definitely a bit weird about her. Something a bit weird about her. I just don't understand why she's using my address specifically. Feels like it's targeted towards me. The thing is, I don't know what to do if this continues to happen. I don't want to actually keep her deliveries. The drivers will just have to take it back. But it's more of the point that it's annoying and randomly being interrupted constantly throughout the day when it's not for you.
Oh, I have an idea.
What can I do to remedy my situation?
Do you have a suggestion?
Yeah.
I have an idea too.
Oh,
I was
got
like
an
thinking
idea.
About this, like, I don't know other than be annoyed, but actually I have an idea. This was happening though the opposite for me to my neighbor. My neighbor was getting all my food.
Oh, wait.
Like when I would DoorDash stuff.
Huh.
And it wouldn't come, and I'd be like, what the hell? And one night I walked over, it was sitting on her porch in the dark. Yeah.
And you realize.
And she goes, and she's a little old lady, and she's like, I think I keep getting your food. And I'm like, I don't know why. The right ad, like the address
they got the
was
right
correct, but they were still delivering to my neighbor.
Weird.
So that was another weird, like, delivery moment. And, then I felt violated. Like, you don't get to know what I get delivered. It's like a topic for another day.
Yes, we got Red Robin again.
When people see your deliveries, it almost feels like a violation. I'm not going to lie.
Did you touch my food? What's going on?
So, okay, well, coming up next, we'll let everybody else chime in too. So she keeps, Rachel keeps getting her neighbor's deliveries.
Rachel keeps getting her neighbor's deliveries. Feels like it's on purpose, but when she approached her to talk to her about it, she got all awkward, and now she doesn't know if she's just an old lady making an honest mistake
or
if she's actually
getting.
Why would
it be on purpose? That's what I don't get.
So some,
what am
the only
I missing
thing,
here?
The only thing I could think of is that sometimes when like it rains and stuff, if you live in a complex, it might be easier to put somebody else's address because if not, it might send you to like the complete opposite side of the complex. And now you're sitting there, the delivery guy's calling you like, oh, I can't find your place. So it's a lot easier to put a certain apartment that you know will get it to at least your front door.
But now you're just using somebody.
Now
can't
you're
do
just
that.
Using that.
You
I,
can't
that,
do that.
That feels illegal
you
to
might
me
as
somehow.
Just have it dropped at the front. Come on. I
that
would
part.
Hate to be a delivery person.
And sometimes the older you are, the less you understand the way technology works, and then you just kind of do what somebody tells you to do.
The
old
lady thing.
And you lock in, and then you're like, but no, they said to use this address. I keep not getting my food.
What's happening?
I got it.
414-533-1037. What should Rachel do about the deliveries that keep coming to her? We're going to talk about it next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So Rachel
keeps
getting deliveries at her apartment for the old lady in her building.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what to do. So what's your advice?
Honestly, keep the food.
Really?
Yeah. She's going to have to learn one way or another. She's going to have to learn one way or another.
Savage.
You already talked to her, right?
Mm-hmm.
You already kind of insinuated.
Yeah.
And the fact that she even awkwardly asked if that's where you were at, like,
are
you the new tenant in it? She was kind of like setting it up like, okay, just to know who I'm ordering my stuff
to. Who I'm sending things to.
Yeah, man, she knows what she's doing. Sometimes old people play that card of being old a little bit.
True. Somebody texted in and said, offer to help her check her app to make sure the address is correct.
Well, I guess that's sound advice.
But that puts her in a corner where you're not going to have that problem anymore because you're going to go, you know what? Let me help you. Let me see your app. I bet you have the wrong apartment number. Let me fix that for you because then what? What's she going to do?
You go to it, you fix it. No, thank you.
You fix it and it's over.
No, thank you. I'm okay.
My thought was to put up a sign or something and say, like, no deliveries unless you literally have one coming.
Right. Well, yeah. Take it down when it's convenient. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, maybe.
Because then they won't knock on the door or they won't, you know.
I want to know how they get into the building or how they ring her because obviously she's got to come down to let people in.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe the old lady's just finessing and going, I'm not trying to go all the way down there. You go get it for me. Then bring it to me. I'm thinking the last tenants might have had like a working agreement. But you don't want to become this old lady's IT person.
No.
You don't, man. So I'm going to just say keep it and let her figure it. Let her start using the neighbor's address. All right, use apartment D now. Stop using C. C's going to keep my stuff.
Well, let's go to Angela in West Dallas. We'll start with her this morning. Good morning, Angela.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your advice? Yeah.
I'm with DZ. She's got one good time of me asking her, are you using the correct apartment number? And I am keeping this DoorDash. I'm in Red Robin. I might even put in a request for what I like for her to start ordering. You got one good time, and you better stop using my address.
Dude. So it's basically keep the food is what you guys say.
Yes. Yeah. Keep the delivery. Keep whatever it is. If she needs it that bad, she's going to figure out how to get it to her house. Mm-hmm. Not mine.
But what if it truly is an accident? She's just an old lady who doesn't know.
Well, then Rachel's going to be writing back for Am I the Jerk for keeping my...
Right,
we're just going to switch categories, maybe.
Yep, from one to the next.
I'm keeping it. She was already overly nice about it. Yeah. Man, no, I'm keeping that stuff now.
All right. Angela says keep it. DZ says keep the DoorDash.
Let's go, Angela.
Respect it. All right. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Have a great day.
Bye. Bye, Angela. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Milkman Glenn's calling this morning.
Who?
He said his name is Milkman Glenn in Milwaukee.
A few people used to call me Milkman, too. What's good, Milkman Glenn?
Hey, Glenn.
Yes.
Okay, what's your advice today for Rachel?
So, my thoughts are, if she's an older lady, it might be that she just has difficulty getting down, or either getting the phone calls or getting down to get the food.
I thought that, yeah.
So, it might be that it's just easier to have the neighbor go and get it for her. Mm. I mean, I understand it might be convenient to do it all the time, but like here and there, I don't. If it was me, I wouldn't have a problem with just getting the food and bringing it to her. Mm-hmm. You know, you might end up getting a nice old lady friend out of it. Who knows?
What happens when I'm not home?
Positive and nice. So you think?
Make a friend with the old lady.
What if
you never
cool?
know.
We're
you
like,
might end
no.
up on her will. You know,
we're so jaded, Glenn. We're like, shut the door. Don't deliver to our address. Don't talk to us. Don't even look at us.
Ew. Nah.
Like, who knows? Maybe in the future she'll have something that she, you know, you, I don't know if she has a pet or whatever, but hey, can you watch my cat? Or, you know, hey, can you do this for me while I'm gone? You know,
Glenn.
And it kind of works both ways, right?
He's saying do something good, and then maybe, you know, it'll
good
all
will come
work
from
out.
It.
Yeah,
just, maybe. Oh, dang it,
you
Glenn.
Know, you're doing what? Who? Oh, forget it. Somebody else was trying to be positive this morning.
plenty of people trying to be positive. No, it was Sean. No, Danny. It was Danny.
Everybody's trying to get us. You know what? We should shame on ourselves, DZ. Everybody's trying to make us positive today, and we're like, nope.
No, shame on them for trying to change us.
You know what?
Shame
you're
on
right.
you, Milkman Glenn.
You're right.
For trying to make me nice.
What was wrong with us to begin with?
He said, make a friend. Don't make an enemy. Come on,
Fair.
Y'all. Now, I hear what you're saying.
Fair.
Think of it from her side. Maybe she really is having trouble, but you already asked her. You already talked to her. It's the front end that's weird for me. Why ask me where I live? It feels like a setup.
Well, you're in the same building, I guess.
True.
Yeah. I get why you think it's a setup, but you are in the same building. It's not that weird.
Random question to ask me where I live. In this building, don't worry about what apartment. Bro, what? I'm in here, aren't you?
They're like, excuse me?
You should have asked her where she lived, because then you would have known. Mm-hmm.
Glenn, are you delivering milk? Why do you call yourself Milkman?
True.
Yes, I actually am a milkman. I do deliver milk.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Well, I'm going to need you over at my house soon, Glenn. Appreciate you, man.
See you later, Glenn.
I'll sign you up.
Talk to you soon, brother. Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Last but not least, Amanda is in Racine this morning. No. There
fast
it is.
Fast hands.
There it is. She's trying not to laugh.
I mean, you can't touch this, of course.
I already know. You're right next to, Amanda and Waukesha?
Amy and Muskego,
that's what I meant.
Sorry, Amy and Muskego. Sorry, Amanda and Racine.
Oh,
fast fingers this morning, but you got the remix.
Amanda, what should Rachel do about this neighbor?
So, I'm taking a different direction. I think maybe the old lady's just trying to be nice and be friendly and just give you free food.
No, ain't no.
That.
Amanda
is our naive one, though. She's the one that thinks everybody means the best.
I am.
And that's why she asked her, hey, where do you live? And is now just ordering food. Maybe she saw you struggling and went, I got to take care of this young child.
You're not naive. You're Midwest naive. It's different. It's not meant to be an insult. It's meant to be a compliment.
You're not oblivious. You're just Midwest.
You're just too nice.
You know, the old lady might just be using her dial phone. And, you know, she doesn't know what she's doing.
She's using the rotary.
Girl, a rotary phone? Okay, my parents are old and they don't even use that. No,
phone.
No.
They don't DoorDash on rotary
we
phones.
We don't do rotary phones, no.
She got an Android at least.
At least, or a flip phone. Trust me.
Amanda's going, no, man, maybe she's trying to take care of you and you don't realize it.
Well, it's very positive thinking, Amanda.
That's one way to think of it,
but
for
no,
sure.
But no, thank you, Amanda. We appreciate you.
Have a
good day. You too, bye.
Well, I don't know. So I say go and ask the old lady to look at the address on her phone and say, let's find out what you're ordering and let's fix it because then it will go to the right address.
You're saying try to help her through it. Maybe she is making an honest mistake.
Yeah, because I don't want somebody knocking at my door all day, every day with deliveries.
Getting woken up on my day off?
No.
Oh, that's going to set me off.
It's like when somebody mows the lawn on a Saturday morning. Don't even.
Stop.
Stop.
I won't, but.
But you better.
But I should.
All right, let's do Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah?
Right now?
Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah. See Olivia Rodrigo at Pfizer Forum March 16th. Here's the KISS keyword that could win you those tickets, plus a $200 gift card to 3rd Street Market Hall.
The word for this hour is sour, the name of her first album, S-O-U-R.
Sour, like a little sour candy, but no candy, just sour.
Like sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour chicken. Sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, I miss sweet and sour chicken. I don't eat it anymore.
Favorite sauce from Mickey D's.
Ooh, sweet and sour.
He loves it. He loves it. But the word is sour. S-O-U-R. Yes.
Oh, and we didn't even tell them what to do. Go enter that at 1037kissfm.com.
.com, please.
That gets you entered in to win these Olivia Rodrigo tickets and the $200 gift card to 3rd Street Market Hall.
We just got to say, it's no text. It is not a call. Nope. It is online. Mm-hmm. 1037kissfm.com. Enter the word sour online.
And then we will give you another word at 8. So you have 3 chances a day to enter to win these Olivia Rodrigo tickets. And then somebody's winning it all at the end of the week. Good luck. Spill it. Spill it right now, DZ.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. I saw you at the Bucks game with all the celebrities last night. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Brandon Jennings was there.
Not Brandon Jennings. I saw him. I double tapped that, but that's not what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City were in the house, boy.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Okay, let's rewind. Can you do one of those? Let me tell you how we got here.
You're probably wondering how I got here.
Yeah, this is how we got here, everybody. Yesterday at 3:42 p.m., I get a text from DZ. Heads up.
Hey, yo.
The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City are in the house.
Whippa.
And I go, what? And I immediately knew they were at the Bucks game, and I started freaking out. Because what? And I went, are you kidding me? And you're like, yeah. So I was like, oh, their season was so good. I was like, tell those ladies they are fire right now.
And I told them. I told them for you. They said thank you. They thanked
you're
you
welcome.
Back.
You're welcome. You know welcome, what I'm ladies. Saying?
They said they'll be in contact for next season.
You know, they should be in contact this morning. I didn't realize they're filming in Milwaukee.
Oh, they're out here. Yeah, I didn't know either. They were doing a whole bunch of little stuff, yeah.
I posted the picture of you with them on the KISS FM Facebook last night. So
I took the picture for you.
Yeah.
Well, we could copy and paste. You know, we could cut me out and put you in it so you were with them.
DZ so sweetly sent me a picture. He goes, I'll get a pic, and you sent me one with all of them.
Yeah.
And there were some in that cast that are new that I don't know.
Okay.
But when you said the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City were at the Bucks game, I thought, oh, they're just there for like, because they're hanging out.
For optics.
Because on the show,
promoting, whatever.
Basketball came up multiple times in an argument about whether or not one of the women gets her tickets by sleeping with somebody else. This was a whole storyline on the Utah Jazz.
I mean, it's Salt Lake City. There's not many things to do out in the area but ski and basketball.
Right.
So
that was a whole storyline. So I know the cast is into basketball because of that storyline. So I didn't realize they were filming The Real Housewives at Pfizer last night. What?
I had no idea what was going on. I'm just...
That's so rare. I'm there to do what I do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm there to do what I do. And when I catch wind of something, then I'm like, oh, that sounds cool or interesting. I knew you'd want to know.
Of course.
The second I found out...
I love The Real Housewives.
Allie came through me. Because when it was like, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City are going to be here. I was like, what? Everybody looked over at me like, is that your jam? And I was like, you know it. Yeah, buddy. Everybody believed that I was about that life. And I was like, no. I mean, you know what I'm saying, man? You know what I'm saying? My co-host, we be out here. She be telling me about the Salt Lake City ladies, and I don't really know much about them. So I'm just living vicariously through her right now.
I know. Well, it's funny, too, because when you were talking to me off the air, I'm like, which one of the two blondes? You go, the smaller one.
I have no idea.
And I could just tell you who they were. I'm like, oh, that's Whitney.
And I appreciate Whitney because she was like, you're doing such a great job. You know, I've actually been watching and listening. Everybody else has been fighting.
It sounds like Whitney. She sounds like Whitney.
She the sounding board for
the
crew?
The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City was really good last season. And I'm not going to get into it on the air because it's either your jam or it's not. And I'm not going to get into why it was an amazing season, but it was good stuff. And I think it's cool they were filming at the Bucks game. And I think it's cool you're going to see Milwaukee on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh, facts.
And then somebody also wrote, and I don't know if this is true. Did they write this on Facebook maybe? That the picture that you sent me, because you sent me the picture with you with the Housewives, and I said, can I post this?
And before I even responded, you said, I posted it.
I said, too late.
It's done.
And then wrote jealous underneath it. But where was I going with this? Oh, somebody wrote, I think on Facebook, that they're supposed to be out filming tonight at This Is It.
Oh, also we know where Allie's going to be.
Which is a great bar, you know, so that Trixie Mattel's bar. So I don't know if that's true, but they would be there.
It seems aligned. honestly.
Totally
I wouldn't doubt
seems
it.
Aligned with them.
And I don't know at all. So I yeah.
My final question about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
What's
were
up?
They extra?
Extra?
Were they extra and then some? I can imagine how high maintenance those women must be.
They actually...
Tell me the truth.
No, I'll be honest with you. They didn't have like a whole big
entourage?
Squad.
They didn't.
They were the big bodies. Like they were the people. And maybe their people were somewhere else, right? Because
okay.
you could hear people cheering for them, but I just assume it was fans of the show.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like the you're thinking glam squad, everybody's here.
I picture them coming in with like seven makeup people.
No.
Like, no.
At least I didn't see them.
That's
it
good.
It
That's
felt
fantastic.
Like they were down to earth in that sense. Right,
because they're Salt Lake City. It's a smaller. It's not as big as yeah.
You know, it's not the Desperate Housewives of Miami, right? Let's call it.
Miami's really
so
Real Housewives, but I know what you meant.
There's a show.
There is a Real Housewives of Miami, and they're extra. They're all
random.
Extra.
They're all extra. But when I say personality wise,
Miami's good too.
Bro, personality wise though, they were extra. Extra.
Yeah.
Personality-wise, yep. It was a lot. When I approached them, I was like, hey, you know, just wondering if I could get a quick picture with you guys. And they were like, oh, my.
Oh, it was like 17 was like,
Okay.
And then
some. Okay. And then I was like, all right, backtrack.
Okay, you know what I think, though? And I would think at this point, to be on a reality show,
yeah.
As much as we all have our moments, I don't know why people would want to be on a reality show at this point.
It's
like, we've learned a lot about reality TV, about behind the scenes, the scripting, the manipulation.
It amplifies.
You'd have to really want to throw yourself under the bus to be on a reality show because they're going to clown you at some point, and
yep.
you're going to have good seasons and you're going to have bad seasons.
Yep.
And you'd have to be on and have a lot of energy and no cares in the world, I would think, at this point, to be on one of these shows.
And I think that's what it was.
They're different types of people, and props to them that they can put up with it.
They were all so nice.
Yeah.
So, like, incredibly nice, very welcoming, very like, oh my gosh, but they are a lot. That is extra. And I'm thinking, like, as a film crew or involved in that setting, I'm like, oh my gosh, this has to be just a constant feeling of hectic always. And not that that's a bad thing. Some people live that life, but I went, wow, y'all are made for TV.
You're
and I respect it.
You're basically summing up how Andy Cohen feels at every reunion. There's always a clip of him screaming at the women to be quiet and shut up because they're all screaming over each other. Like every reunion, it doesn't matter which one, he freaks out and loses it because of that. So,
fair enough. Yeah. I'll take your word for it, dog.
No, it's for real. Okay, Am I the Jerk is next. We got a good one yesterday that involves someone unfriending someone in their family.
It got pushed to the top of the pile,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, so we're going to do that one today, and then tickets to see Pink when she comes to Pfizer in October. That's after Am I the Jerk. It's coming up next. Here's Tate McRae, Greedy, Kiss FM.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ah, look at this. Ava wrote into the show today.
Ava?
Ava. And
morning.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law because she steals her Facebook pics. Hold on, though.
Unfriended your mother-in-law? Dog.
Sounds wild.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got immediate thoughts, but without context.
Okay. Here's what she sent us. You can always submit, by the way, Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com
mm-hmm.
or send them on Facebook. Slide into the DMs. Hopefully we find them.
It's safe.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law. Help me decide if I'm a petty Betty. That's the way she started the message.
Oh, we talking petitiousness?
Ooh, we're in.
Say less.
She said, my mother-in-law is very close with her grandkids. With my son, however, she seemingly only chooses to be involved when it's convenient or it makes her look good on social media.
What does that mean?
She takes my pictures I post and saves them in her phone and then posts them on her page randomly. Final straw was when I got her Christmas card and she had taken a family pic I had posted on my page and had it on her Christmas card. What?
Okay.
I unfriended her and am choosing not to accept her many friend requests.
Yikes.
If she, quote, misses, unquote, her grandson so much, I think she needs to put an effort in real life and not on social media.
Take Thanks, your own
guys.
Pictures. That's what she's saying.
Oh.
Take your own pics in person. Hey, yo.
Well, she's saying the mother-in-law is trying to make it look like she's a good grandma because she's posting these pics. But the real issue for me is that she's stealing the pics.
Yeah.
My mom does this. Don't get me wrong. She'll screenshot all these pictures and be like, where was this at? She'll send me a text with the screenshot of the picture. Jesus,
oh, my God. Oh, mothers.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you know
what
how
a
it
mother.
Is. So I get, you know, grandma's screenshotting and stealing pics, but this is like ridiculous. You don't even see the kid.
It's like infringement at this point because you're out here taking their stuff and posting it for yourself.
Yeah.
I had a friend's mother go through the same thing, right? So not that long ago, we watched some basketball games for my guy's younger brother. She posted pictures of all of us, everything of him and brothers, basketball, all of that on her Facebook. Like, the next day we find out that somebody done screenshotted all of the pictures and then reposted it as her own pictures. And took credit when you could very well just share the post.
Right, why she would went, you share it?
No, I'm going to take screenshot, and then make my own post. Person wasn't even at the game.
No.
It's like stolen valor. Like,
that's
crazy. You want to look good on social.
You do.
And that's kind of what it is, bro. But does it warrant an unfriending?
Not your mother-in-law. I think she's gone too far. Mm-hmm. I think, I get it, you're annoyed your mother-in-law doesn't try hard enough, but really?
Really. And my thought is this. Why aren't you just sending the pictures to your mother-in-law?
Because she thinks the mother-in-law doesn't care about her kid. She said, with my son, however, she seemingly only chooses to be involved when it's convenient or makes her look good on social media. So that's the core, the core issue, right?
Is
that she feels like
that.
The grandma doesn't care about her kid. But the question is she the jerk for unfriending the mother-in-law because she's stealing Facebook pics?
She's unfriending her over,
and
it just seems wild.
I say, actually, I'm going to say she is a jerk. Even though it's annoying, your mother-in-law is just obsessed with your family, and let her be, maybe.
But obsessed when it's good on her optics. And if you feel some type of way, and I've already tried to address it, like, as crazy as
what
I feel saying this,
it?
She might be overthinking it, but I don't think she's unjustified. Maybe it's teaching her a lesson. Listen, I got friends that'll unfriend you just because they feel like it or just because it's Wednesday.
Hi, it's me. I unfriend every day.
You know what I mean?
I love it.
So what's the difference between family, friends?
Yeah.
It's all kind of relative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaning towards not the jerk because she's drawing a line in the sand and going, please stop. You haven't, so now you're unfriended. Bye.
Fair
you
enough.
Used my pictures on your Christmas card?
I say jerk because, come on, this is your family. Just let it go. Pick a new battle.
And why don't I agree with
she
you?
She can have, it's a picture. Who? Come on. This is it? This is what the family feud's going to be?
Pick your hill. And
yeah.
Why is this it?
Is this it?
I hear it. But yes, it is.
I get both sides.
Yes, this is her hill.
So I say she is a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law, and you say not the jerk.
Yep.
All right, 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number and let us know what you think about this Am I the Jerk? Ava wants to know if she's a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law because she keeps stealing her Facebook pics. Ah, what a time to be alive.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Ava wants to know if she's a jerk for unfriending her mother-in-law because she keeps stealing her Facebook pics and even put one on her Christmas card. And she thinks it's messed up because the mother-in-law doesn't really choose to be involved unless it's convenient or makes her look good on social media. That's her opinion.
Social media, bro, makes everybody act a little different, don't it?
Tina's in Milwaukee. Let's start with her. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Okay, is Ava a jerk? For unfriending her mother-in-law. Oh,
don't even worry about it. Yes.
Go on.
Talk to us.
I have a very similar situation. In my family, my husband is one of six, and we don't really see his mom that often.
Mm-hmm.
And if a family gets in a fight, which happens often, they go to Facebook and they delete each other.
This is probably a lot of families. Go on. Yep.
It drives me crazy. And I did it once. I fell victim to it once. And I felt so silly about it.
So stupid.
Yeah,
they had to re-add him back because you feel dumb. You're like, well, I guess I'll re-add you back now.
Why did I do that?
They're my family.
Yeah, I take it seriously that, you know, she's using her kid's picture without her permission. But really, who is she posting it to? She's probably an older woman.
All of her 12 friends.
It's her grandkid at the end of the day.
She's trying to get them 9 likes and keep her date. Yeah, it's her grandbabies.
She's
never
going to change.
No,
she's not going to change.
Really,
it's like
not.
When any mother-in-law or anybody's mom, doesn't have to be a mother-in-law, it could be your own mom, comes in and tries to tell you how to parent.
Listen, I've had my mom ask me about pictures that my wife has posted before I've seen them. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. What picture? She was like, the boys look so cute in this picture. And I'm like, what picture?
You're like, I have no idea.
Mothers. Oh, mothers.
Mothers. But Tina says jerk.
Jerk. You got to let her do her. That's grandma.
And it sounds like Tina says jerk because she knows they're going to regret it later when they're going to have to refriend each other.
They're eventually going to. Come on now.
This is not going to be a lifelong thing. This is not a lifelong fight. There's no way.
If that's the worst thing going on, that's not bad at all.
I agree. There could be worse. Thank you for pointing out there if there's a lot of kids. kids.
It could be. I mean, maybe you don't live the closest.
The grandma's
maybe
she already
see
run
y'all,
thin.
Right? Like, yeah. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tina, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have Bye. A good day. Bye.
Next up, she's a regular. She worked hard to get her theme song, calling 5 days in a row. Tanya's in Kenosha. I'm so fancy.
Hey.
All right, Tanya. Tina said jerk for unfriending the mother-in-law because she steals the Facebook pics. What do you say?
So I can agree if she has had communication with her, but if otherwise she's not the jerk if she takes some time and communicates and tells her feelings about it, and then she still doesn't.
And that's probably what has happened.
You're saying not the jerk.
She's saying not the jerk.
You're saying not the jerk.
Go ahead, unfriend her.
Tanya, look at Tanya's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Say it with your chest, Tanya.
Say it, not Midwest.
No, this is not Ariana Grande. It is not with my chest. She needs to talk first. I hate that people will not talk.
That's true.
But if she does have that conversation, got the right.
Tanya's okay. Fair because she's trying to do the right thing and go, well, yeah, not the jerk if you say something.
I gave you the chance and you still right. Disrespected mm-hmm. Or blatantly ignored it. Now we unfriended
she's
you.
She's trying to take the petty out of it.
Mm-hmm,
which right. Ava did start the message with, help me decide if I'm a petty Betty.
That part.
So maybe. She didn't ask if she should go talk to the mother-in-law, Tanya. She asked if she was petty for unfriending her.
And we said, yeah, but I also respect fair. It.
All right, Tanya.
All right, Tanya Splitzes goes not the jerk. Not unfriend the jerk. That grandma. All right.
Thanks, Tanya.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Bye. Crystal's in Union Grove. We'll let her be the tiebreaker.
Crystal.
Good luck with this, Crystal.
Have fun. What do you say?
Not the jerk.
Oh, didn't see that coming.
Unfriend the mother-in-law. These women are savages.
Why do you say that, Crystal? Talk to us.
I totally agree with Tanya. Mm-hmm. If as long as she's communicated with her, I mean, the deep down issue is she wants her to spend time with her grandkids.
True.
Well, I've she
been
didn't.
A similar situation,
yeah.
And the grandparents just overly buy presents just to accommodate,
compensate.
You know, not spending time with them.
Yep. Yep.
That's a love language. Hello. People do that in relationships, too.
All the time.
They buy you gifts and don't spend any time with you.
Oof.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Swallow that pill.
Well, and you have to remember, she says in the message, let's revisit this real quick.
Yeah.
I unfriended her and I'm choosing not to accept her many friend requests.
Right, right. I mean, but
that's when we're getting petitious.
She also said, though, listen, if she wants to be a part of the kids' life, don't
show
post
up.
Them on socials. Show up. I bet you if she was a little more forefront and actually present, she wouldn't care that grandma's stealing. Or posting pics about him, right? It's the fact that she
absolutely.
Doesn't feel like she's there in person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dog. Ooh, hey, today's worked out, though.
Did. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Appreciate
Sorry,
your
Tina.
Call.
Crystal, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Bye.
There you go.
Not the jerk.
For unfriending your mother-in-law. No way. You know how many women would never do this in real life?
Boy.
They would talk smack. They would go off to their husband, and they would never. That was far.
As soon as somebody becomes a grandparent, they're going to go, oh, no, I'm definitely stealing all them pictures.
Oh, hell no. You know what? No.
That's reckless.
Oof.
You're going to have to re-add her. I don't see a world where you
just
don't.
Pretend like I liked my mother-in-law.
It's hopefully you don't got to
like
pretend.
It's a respect thing, isn't it?
But hopefully you don't got to pretend and
time.
You actually do
True.
Like her.
All right, not the jerk. Let's give away these pink tickets, shall we?
Let's go.
All right, 414-533-1037. So if you didn't hear this, it got announced this week. Pink's coming back to town. She'll be here October 23rd at Fiserv Forum.
Yeah.
Such a good show.
It's going to be lit.
Caller 30. You're going to go see her. 414-533-1037. Going to see Pink, baby. Good luck. Well, we're getting it started at Fiserv Forum on October 23rd because Pink's coming back.
I see what you did there. Whoa. I like it. I like it a lot.
Such a good show. Such a good show.
Facts.
All right. Jennifer's on the phone in Milwaukee this morning.
Buenos dias, Jennifer. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Buenos dias. She sounds up and at it already. Hi.
Well, she actually got through.
True. That's true. I know that's right.
I mean, how did you deal with the weather, with the summer to winter last night?
The sumter.
You know, we stayed inside.
Yep.
We kept it cool.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Then bundled up at night.
I was going to say, did you go to bed sweating and wake up freezing? Because that's what happened to me.
Yeah, basically, right? It was crazy last night.
Well, but she woke up refreshed this morning.
She did. Jennifer, what are you doing on October 23rd?
Right now, I have no plans,
Perfect.
But I'm hoping there's great news.
Oh, no. You got plans.
You're going to Pink, baby.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
You're going to see her at Fiserv Forum on October 23rd. So congratulations. Have you ever seen her?
Yes, I did.
So
actually,
good.
In Chicago. It's great. It's nice. Fantastic. I can't wait.
Now you get to see her at home. Yeah, buddy.
You don't have to drive anymore. Yeah. Nope. Well, congrats. Hold on. We're going to get some more info from you.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks, Jennifer.
Jennifer got friends texting her now, like, hey, listen, girl, I'm not doing nothing that day either. Wow.
She's like, oh, I'm free. Looky here.
Coincidence.
Looky here. Another chance to win pink tickets tomorrow, same time, and Olivia Rodrigo tickets. That chance is coming up around 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we got another keyword.
Oof. The winning never stops. Boy. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Imagine people are making fun of you online, and they actually don't realize they're pointing out something you need to get checked out. Because that's what happened to Amy Schumer. She was got her thing on Hulu, Life and Beth, it's called.
Okay.
But people, that's what she's doing now, but people had started commenting on her face and how, you know, it just looked funny and swollen. So she decided to go to the doctor and ask, well, people are commenting on my appearance.
I'm getting hate online.
Yeah, say this looks funny, so what of it? So they're putting her in MRI machines for like 4 hours a day. She said, I'm doing press on camera for my Hulu show, and I'm also in an MRI machine 4 hours at a time, having my veins shut down from the amount of blood drawn, and thinking I may not be around to see my son grow up. She finds out she has Cushing syndrome.
What's that?
Well, apparently there are a few types of Cushing. Some can be fatal. Some require brain surgery.
Whoa, what?
Or removal of adrenal glands.
What?
Luckily, she found out she has the kind of Cushing that will just work itself out. She's healthy. And it was good news. So it's been a crazy couple of weeks for her.
Good, I guess. But dang, still finding out that you got a diagnosis from something that people were just getting you hate online about. Wow.
They said it's a fairly rare disorder.
Yeah, I've never heard of Cushing syndrome. I gotta be honest.
And it's a thing. Yeah. So can you imagine? And how? What a bunch of jerks. I don't know why. Who are these people, by the way? I have never, by the way, gone onto someone's page or post and written something nasty.
Yeah.
It blows my mind when I see people. Where do you... Who just comments, I don't like the way you look?
Internet
Move
gangsters,
on
man.
With your life. It's
people that'll never say that to you to your face.
They would never come up to you in public and say it.
Never.
I'm like, you guys are...
Never
it's
ever.
The biggest coward thing to do it online, in my opinion.
The trolls exist. And it's always the people with, like... 5 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man. You doing this antagonistically.
Oh, yeah. It's nobody, like, important.
No.
Because Cushing syndrome, a disorder that occurs when your body makes too much of a hormone, of the hormone cortisol, over a long period of time. The stress hormone.
The stress hormone. So Amy Schumer is stressed, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, got
While
it.
Everyone's making fun of her who don't know her
well,
and have nothing better to do.
I might have Cushing syndrome, too. I feel a little bloated and pudgy. Maybe my body's making a little too much cortisol.
DZ, you got to go sit in the MRI machine for 4 hours.
Oh, never mind. No, I don't. I'm just fat.
Stop it.
I'm just chunky.
We wish the best, Amy Schumer.
Yeah, facts.
Well. Look at this listener text we just got.
What'd they say?
They said, not me turning off the heat in the house last night and sleeping with the window open for the storm.
Big mistake.
And then waking up with a 62-degree house and a 50-degree room.
Ooh.
You're lucky it only went to 62.
You're lucky it only got the house at 50. What are you talking about? You caught a chill, huh?
What on earth? I tell you, I did go to bed sweating. But I woke up, I knew I'd wake up just fine because I knew how it was going to drop right around midnight. It was going to get really cold.
And it did.
This is the weirdest weather.
It did enough. Listen, we had summer, we had spring.
Yeah.
We somehow ran through a little bit of fall and then dipped back into winter, all in a matter of 24 hours. But there was a thunderstorm in the middle of the day yesterday.
It was so weird.
Hard thunderstorming too. Like,
it was so weird.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. And then last night, what was even going on? It was like nonstop lightning with the storm.
Mm-hmm.
It was wild. I will say that I was in a tank top, and it felt really weird driving around in a tank top. When I went to pick up my kids at 3 p.m,
yeah,
I was like, I know this is appropriate, but I feel weird pulling up in a tank top.
It was because you
I
keep looking at the date.
I feel naked,
and
you
then
know?
You see the temperature and go, I should be in a coat right now.
But I've gone to the gym, so I raced from the gym to pick up my kids.
Oh, so you were still running hot.
I was hot.
And then you get outside, and it's already hot.
And I was like, oh, we don't need to, please.
Well, not to mention, they lied to us. They said it was only supposed to be about 60 degrees. Ended up being like 75.
It was insane. insane. Bruh, it was amazing.
I got in my car and it said 71 degrees yesterday. I get in my car today and it said 17 degrees. The literal opposite. Yeah. 71 to 17. 71 and 17. I was mind blown.
DC, I had to turn the air on in my car. It was too hot and even the windows down wasn't working. I actually have to turn the air on in my car.
I know what you mean.
And then I was going to bring up the day before yesterday when it was not 70. Yeah. I saw a guy running down the street in shorts with no shirt on. This was the day it was, and I looked at the temp and it was 49. I go, what the hell?
My guy.
People are crazy in this state.
You're doing a little too much. I did see plenty of people in Hawaiian shirts and flip-flops yesterday. They were feeling it. Oh, they were feeling themselves for sure.
I want to know how people live their best life yesterday, seriously, because I went out to lunch with one of my friends, and when we met up, we met at the Corners in Brookfield, and I said, oh, I hope the tables are out.
I hope the patio's open.
I hope the patios are open. No.
You know how many people I heard talking about patios,
I went to a patio yesterday. That's how warm it was. And I said, they're not going to pull them out for a day. That's a lot of work to get all your tables out.
Would have been nice, though.
And they didn't. But I was like, oh, you can sit outside. Yesterday was a perfect sit outside day.
Yesterday was definitely a sit outside day. The boys and Aaron went for a walk. Uh-huh. I mean, I was at work, y'all. Yeah. I was at the Bucks game. But man, but when I say enjoying the type of weather that we had yesterday is few and far in between, you had to have gotten outside and done something.
It was an emotional roller coaster, nonetheless. Hopefully you did.
Before it started raining, too, because after that, everybody was like, oh, man.
I know. And then it was ruined, and then you knew it was going to get cold. And you were felt done. 414-533-1037. What did you do yesterday? You know, Danny and Oak Creek will probably call in and be like, I was in flip-flops like every other day.
Well, he was in flip-flops in January, too, so that ain't much different for
Danny.
That's
what I mean. What are the guys who normally go out in shorts, what were you doing yesterday? Were you naked? I mean, were you in a Speedo? Like, what were those guys doing?
You're not wrong. What, you know? What were y'all up to?
Like, what do you do in the summer?
I don't want to know, actually. Don't care to know.
Oof. We're going to talk to you guys next what you did yesterday with that crazy weather day. Oh, 103.7 Kiss FM. Sorry, I was on the phone. I was getting very into what the callers were telling me they did.
Crazy. We actually work sometimes.
We do. It's Allie and DZ, 103.7 Kiss FM. That weather was insane yesterday.
Bananas.
I mean, 70 something in a tank top picking up my kids in February.
Such a teaser.
It's crazy. Yeah, and then back to sweatshirts and sweatpants today.
Well, you see what I mean.
Or other clothes.
Or
winter coat like DZ.
Yeah, I guess this is a winterish coat.
I hadn't picked up my winter coat in over a week. I had to pick it up today and put it back on. I was like, dang it.
It was definitely one of those get that down goose feather coat out because it's cold.
Mm-hmm. Abby is calling from Waukesha. We haven't heard from her in a minute. Dust off that theme song. Thank you. Ooh, I missed your song. I'm about to add this to the playlist today.
Perfect song for yesterday.
I forgot about this song, don't you, Kat? Hey, Abby, what did you do yesterday with that 70-degree day?
Yeah, after work, I put a tank top on, shorts on, and then I sat on the back patio with a drink.
Ooh, perfect.
You had me at back patio with a drink. It was that. Yesterday, I said to my kids, you want to go outside, dude? We got 2 hours till it gets cold and rains.
Really?
That's what I said after school.
I looked at somebody dead in their face when they said, it's too hot, and I said, shut your mouth. Be quiet. Yeah. Don't you?
It was perfect.
If somebody complained, I don't like them.
I literally had somebody go, man, it's hot. I was like, yeah, it is. And I'm going to need you to watch out before you ruin it for everybody.
Seriously. Well, Abby, we're glad you got a drink on the patio. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Whoever texted in, I work 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. in the inside of an operating room in the middle of the hospital. Our one window is a 2-foot view to another wall. That's the only thing. See, in the winter, we don't care that we're inside until a 70-degree day hits.
Somebody had to sacrifice for the rest of us. We appreciate you, though.
Oh, shout out to whoever texted in. They shaved their legs. They've been neglecting all winter. Good job.
Oh my gosh, I gotta put shorts on. That's what happened. It's too hot for pants. There's and my legs got wool on them.
Did I ever tell you one time I went on a date and I only shaved one leg?
No.
I forgot.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
I genuinely don't know.
And I had been dating the guy for a second. I went, oh my God, I only shaved one leg. I was like, oh, and you're about to spend the night. And I only shaved. I said, I'm sorry, I only shaved one leg. He goes, what?
Said, look.
Everything else is handled. It's just one leg.
Just the one leg,
don't
bro.
Don't touch my right leg.
You were speeding through it and then thought you were done.
It's a cactus down there. Okay, I don't know why that triggered that funny memory, but it happens. All right, let's next go to, how about Amanda in Maguanico? We'll go to her next.
Morning, Amanda.
Hey, Amanda.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing good. I mean, would be better if it was still 70 degrees outside, but it's neither here nor there.
We're living in yesterday's vibe.
Right, how'd you spend it?
We ditched preschool and went to the Milwaukee County Zoo.
Oh, played hooky.
Love it.
We did.
It's too nice for class.
She said, we're not going to school. I'm taking my kids out.
You're not doing
that. I figured we'd learn more at the zoo, possibly, maybe than that day in preschool, right?
Okay.
You know what? Honestly, preschool normally is our break, but when you have one 70-degree day in February, you are actually motivated to do something with your kids again because you haven't been able to do it in
months,
you know?
Exactly, especially around this time because and in preschool, what are they? They're learning maybe their colors, a few letters, and how to properly use scissors. They'll be all right if they miss a day.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be
100%.
Okay. So I respect it, and I actually embrace that. I love that. I'm going to keep that in my pocket.
They're only little ones. You got to take advantage.
That part.
Whoever texted in, I was running out in a Speedo. Come on.
You know who that was? That was probably Teddy.
He probably was our boy Teddy in Muskego.
On his way to the boat, baby. Because it was a boat day yesterday. I'll tell you that.
Teddy water skis. He was probably water skiing yesterday.
Yep.
Well, thanks for calling, Amanda. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. They gave me a pro tip, bro. I'm definitely going to do that.
For sure. Amanda is in Waukesha. Another theme song.
Hold on. Amanda? Mm-hmm. Hey!
She's back! Amanda!
I finally got through!
Let's go! Yeah, you did.
Somebody texted in and said, the amount of grilling I smelt everywhere yesterday. We're just living in yesterday's vibe.
I'm basking in y'all barbecue.
Somebody texted in and said, we grill all winter. Oh, well, that's smart.
Ooh, that's good.
But you actually could sit outside yesterday.
Yeah.
How'd you spend your day, though? Talk to us.
Well, kids came home. They went right back outside. Yep. Left us alone for a solid couple hours.
Ooh.
Riding bikes. Had some driveway drinks.
Driveway drinks. I love it.
The summer driveway drinks.
You pull out the chair.
It was all ruined.
Soon as it starts raining.
Mm-hmm.
All the mosquitoes came out before the rain. We were getting swarmed by
the
mosquitoes.
The bugs, of course.
They were already coming out.
I came in this morning. There was bugs all over the kitchen and the radio station. I said to DZ, I go, it's like they're all confused. They don't know what to do.
Not to gross anybody out, but think about it. Such nice weather with such like water and the moisture in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
All this larva is going to pop. All these things are going to hatch. And then, I mean, they'll be gone again today, right?
Yeah.
But last night, I could see, bro. I'm sure there was a fly somewhere in my house yesterday.
Probably.
Yep.
I didn't think about the bugs.
I think at one point I counted five mosquitoes on my husband.
Five mosquitoes.
Just swarming. But hopefully they all froze and died last night.
Fingers crossed. And Amanda, you don't got to.
And then they died.
You don't got to lie, Amanda. You just wanted five excuses to slap your husband.
I don't need an excuse.
That's true.
That part.
Who texted in and said, grilling the amount of weed I smelled yesterday? Stop it.
The weed whacking. People were doing yard work. Yard work.
And then somebody texted and said, also, I detailed both my cars. That was something on my list I didn't get to. I was going to clean the inside of my car and like enjoy it. I just never got to it.
I would have cleaned everybody's car yesterday.
I was distracted by driveway drinks. Otherwise, I would have.
Whoops.
You know, can't blame you. I don't blame you.
Not
said driveway drinks. I was
Boys
busy.
Had me at driveway drinks. All right, Amanda, we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye.
All right, Crystal's in Milwaukee, last but not least. Crystal, good morning.
Hi.
What were you doing for the 70-degree weather?
I was actually in Texas enjoying 86 degrees.
With humidity. Barf.
I know. I'm on my way back home to Milwaukee now. We're on the freeway.
Oh, you guys are driving. Oh.
We're driving.
Wow. Well, you know, have you seen ticket prices lately?
You know, at that point, gas is about the same.
Well, good.
Where are you guys driving through right now? Let me find out y'all are close to home finally. Where are you at?
No, we're actually approaching Dallas, so we still got a long way to go. We were in San Antonio.
Oh, nice. Still in Texas. Mm-hmm. And that means they're listening on the Odyssey app like they should be.
Love it.
Yes.
All right, Crystal, we love it. And you know what? We don't appreciate you trying to one-up us with your 80-degree day.
86.
I know. I was hoping to come back to good weather, but I hear it's snowing and raining.
We got a little surprise for you. Yeah. We got a little something for you. When you get back, you'll see it.
Oh, you enjoyed Texas? Have fun coming back.
It's cold weather, baby.
Thank you.